Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Students at Brandeis University today plan to continue their occupation of the University Administration Building. Their demands include an increase in the number of Black students, faculty, and staff. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The students have been inside and in front of the administration building since Friday, and they say they'll stay through Thanksgiving if need be.
Since I've been here, I've definitely found a place within the Black community on campus, but I haven't found a place on this campus as a whole specifically.
Gilberto Rosa, a freshman from New York, was one of about 70 protesters yesterday. He says it's also about being made to feel welcome.
And I feel like this institution should make space for the Black community and accept them and really hear what we have to say and make this our home.
The protesters want an increase in the number of Black students, faculty, and staff. Brandeis says non-Hispanic Blacks make up 5% of undergraduates. According to a federal database, Brandeis is in the middle of the range of similarly sized private nonprofit four-year colleges in Massachusetts, where Black students make up from 2 to 6% of undergraduate enrollment. As for faculty and staff at Brandeis, non-Hispanic Blacks make up 1.5% of the faculty, 2% of staff. The protesters have the support of some faculty, including Eric Olson, a senior lecturer in environmental studies.
I think it's historic. I think that it's opening eyes all around campus. It certainly has opened my eyes. The way I first read the letter of demands to President Lisa Lynch.
No one from the administration would agree to a recorded interview. But in an all-campus email, Interim President Lisa Lynch says she met with the students for 5 hours on Friday and then met with trustees over the weekend. She says she's committed to working to further advance diversity at Brandeis and is proposing to use town halls, teach-ins, and existing institutions such as the Student Union to identify ways to accelerate efforts to increase diversity and inclusion on campus. And she points out that a new position, Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion, will be filled by July 1st. The interim provost has also sent an email to faculty telling them they may use their discretion in regard to class attendance and completion of academic work by students engaged in the protests. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.